I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Don't forget to add that DNR Wildlife Calendar to your Christmas shopping list. We'll talk more about this unique publication and great gift idea coming up in just a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Every year, the DNR puts out one of the nation's most attractive calendars. What sets the West Virginia calendar apart, though, from other state wildlife agency calendars is the artwork.
I like to point out they are paintings. Sometimes we get submissions of photos and other things. And ours is a little different. A lot of them do photos, but we've kept ours always the artwork. And so maybe it's kind of a niche that's a little different than other wildlife calendars.
That's Art Shomo with the DNR. Every year, the agency accepts submissions and makes it a contest with a dozen winners to be in the calendar.
Of course, it's competition, and of course, you know, we get a lot of deer submitted, and so you can't have 10 deer in there. So maybe some of the better paintings might not get selected because there's so many of the same thing. But overall, we try to pick the a variety of paintings, subjects, and the best artwork, and we're kind of up to what's been submitted. But we think every year we get some really good illustrations in there.
Now, artwork is just part of the calendar. Every week is chock full of information about hunting, fishing, or just general outdoor notes and ideas.
Yeah, a lot of them we try to make sure we don't use them year after year, but we switch them around some. And then Karen McCord has been pretty good at coming up with some new ones, too. But we use a lot of them the same, but we kind of wait maybe a year or two in between.
Art says the DNR calendar is a popular item.
Well, we print 22,000 of them. And we sell a majority of those, and then there's some that we later on in the year, or even we'll have some left over here next year. The 2013 calendars, we'll have some left in 2014. We give those away to school kids or teachers or whatever.
Keep in mind, the hunting season dates are printed, but they are not actually dates that are set in stone for the time being.
We get some questions about the season dates on here. And just to make a point, and there actually is a feature article in the back this year's in the 2014 calendar talking about how we set the seasons. And for the big game seasons, the ones that are in there for next year are just our best guess. Those seasons aren't actually approved until April of 2014. So, sometimes we may get a wrong season there for big game seasons. So that's why we put in there due to open, because they really need to look at the hunting and fishing regulations next year to make sure.
And you can order your wildlife calendar online at wvdnr.gov or at any of the district DNR offices. Also, more than 150 retailers across the state are selling them. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.